Good morning and welcome to today's Animal Health Update. Today we have Dr. Megan Niederwerder from the Swine Health Information Center, and she will be talking to us about H5N1.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about H5N1 or highly pathogenic avian influenza, as we've seen an increase in cases here in the fall with the migratory bird movement. We see these increases in cases, of course, primarily in poultry farms, but we also have to continue to evaluate and consider and, of course, mitigate any risk to our swine farms, as well as continue to monitor the detection in dairy cattle. One of the aspects of the Swine Health Information Center with regards to our role and our mission to prevent, prepare, and mitigate any emerging disease risk to swine is to start looking at knowledge gaps or areas of research where we can provide information for producers on specific risks. One of the areas that SCHIC has focused on is the H5N1 Risk to Swine Research Program. We formed this last year after the detection of H5N1 in dairy cattle with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and the Pork Checkoff. It's a $4 million research program with 10 research priorities, including looking at vaccines for swine, how there can be underlying immunity with regards to endemic swine influenza, what would the clinical signs be in pigs of various production phases, including sows and nursing pigs. We also wanted to look at what were the risk of mammary transmission, what's the best way to detect H5N1 if it is introduced into swine farms. What are the introduction and transmission risks, specifically looking at biosecurity hazards for our swine farms, and how can we put in mitigation strategies to reduce those risks? We wanted to look at how we protect our animal caretakers, looking at the safety of pork. Also, how do we maintain business continuity with regards to a potential incursion? And of course, reducing the impact of any H5N1 incursion in swine. We have not had a detection of H5N1 in the commercial swine population, and we want to, of course, do everything we can to prevent any introduction. Some of the things that producers can do right now to try and make sure that we're staying on top of this potential risk is, of course, to stay informed on any research outcomes through swinehealth.org. We also want to encourage producers to think about biosecurity considerations. So some of the aspects that we want producers to look at is any connections with poultry farms or dairy farms, whether that be third-party service vendors, that might be feed trucks, that might be personnel that work at both sites, and looking at how do we implement biosecurity strategies such as site-specific clothing, site-specific boots, showering in, if any employees, of course, are working at multiple facilities. We also want to think about reducing the attractants of wild birds around swine farms. That can be water, food, and shelter. Any of those attractants should be removed or protected from wild bird access, such as cleaning up spilled feed, eliminating any bird nesting and roosting sites, particularly around those air inlet areas on swine farms, controlling rodents, removing wild animal habitats, using bird netting to prevent access to swine farms, and repairing curtains where needed. We also want to ensure that any of our feed ingredient sources are safe for swine to consume. So looking at an audit of ingredient sources, ensuring that the storage is biosecure and any offsite processing, again, does not pose any risk for contamination of feed. We also want to continue to keep an eye on surface water as a potential risk, looking at reduced contamination through wild bird access. For any additional information, producers should access swinehealth.org. We will provide updates on any research outcomes.